Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of PPAP Automotive Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain, MD and CEO of PPAP Automotive Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Steven. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our quarter two financial year 2023 earnings call. I am joined by my colleague, Mr. Sachin Jain, who is the CFO for the company, and SGA, our investor relations advisor. I hope everyone has had a chance to go through our investor presentation, which includes the strategy for making the company and its subsidiaries stronger, resulting in higher growth going forward, along with the financial performance for the quarter and half year ended September 30, 2022. The global economy is still witnessing multiple headwinds, such as elevated crude oil prices, inflationary pressures on the raw material front, higher interest rates, et cetera. Despite such challenging macroeconomic scenario, the Indian economy is resilient and growing steadily. The automobile industry recorded healthy sales in financial year 2023 so far. The passenger vehicle segment reported a sales growth of 37% on a year-on-year basis from 17.5 lakh vehicles to 24.07 lakh vehicles between April to October 2022. The industry had witnessed a strong festive season. However, longer waiting periods for cars as semiconductor issues still prevails in the sector. The demand for vehicles will continue to gain momentum and will lead to industry growth in the second half of the financial year as well. The Indian auto component industry is in a sweet spot and will grow on account of increase in vehicle production and exports. There has been a significant thrust by the government in terms of battery swapping policy, PLI scheme, and promoting semiconductor manufacturing in India. The adoption of EV is proving to be a catalyst for the automotive industry growth, both in two-wheelers segments and passenger vehicles. I am delighted to share that all our products are engine agnostic, which enables PPAP to cater to all the OEMs and all of their models. Apart from the routine products, we are also taking up special projects for electric vehicles and are doing development on the charger side for these OEMs. Now let me throw some light on our businesses. PPAP was established in 1978 for manufacturing customer-made extrusion products. Today, the company, along with its subsidiaries and joint venture companies, deliver value-added products to various customers in automotive and ancillary industries. The company's core competence is in developing plastic and rubber-based extrusion systems, as well as plastic injection molding systems for various industries. The company also focuses on developing high-precision injection tooling. The company started its journey of achieving global level excellence in 1985 with the start of the automotive business. Over the years, the company strives to delight its customers in the automotive industry as well as in the industrial products industry. PPAP Group is poised to establish itself as a leading product solutions company in the areas of its core competence. We are also a solution provider of designing and manufacturing of plastic injection molds. These molds cater to the requirements of various industries such as automotive, white goods, medical, electrical, and related industries. This business has a huge potential of growth because every company is now facing global logistics challenges, and everybody is focusing on de-risking their operations and adopting China One Plus policy. The company has also started industrial product division, which is an extension of the core competence of plastic and rubber processing to neighboring industries other than automotive. We are developing application engineering products for various industries. With the advent of electrification of the industry, PPAP has established itself as one of the leading manufacturers of lithium-ion based battery pack solution provider for mobility, two-wheeler and three-wheeler and storage applications. We have also set our foothold in the aftermarket business with development and sales of spare parts and accessories business. The business is done in 100% owned subsidiary of LPS Components. The focus is on developing a pan-India distribution network with both offline and online models. We have received a robust traction for our products, and our endeavor is to achieve 10% of total revenue going forward from this business segment. We already have a network of 100 plus dealer distributors, which have been spread out all throughout the length and the breadth of the country. The group has started its journey for achieving ESG standards with the objective of running the operations sustainably and responsibly. Through the company's CSR initiatives, there is a constant focus on enriching people's lives in areas of environment, education and health. The group supports various biodiversity parks by planting and sustaining native trees to improve the environmental conditions. Now let me throw some light on the financial performance and key developments for quarter 2 and half year of financial year 23. For the standalone PPAP, our revenue grew by 19.6% from 103.8 crores to 124 crores on a year-on-year basis. The company clocked a sales growth of 31.8% in the first 6 months of financial year 23 as compared to the same period last year. The EBITDA grew by 6.3% from 11.7 crores to 12.5 crores in the quarter. Similarly, it witnessed a sharp uptick from 15.2 crores to 25 crores, resulted in a growth of 63.7% in the first half. EBITDA margins improved from 8.4% to 10.4% in the first half of this financial year. PAT stood at 5.3 crores in the first half against a loss of 0.7 crores in the previous year first half. 90% of our revenue is derived from part sales and the balance is derived from tools and others. Maruti Suzuki continues to be the largest customer of PPAP. During this period, we've been awarded the excellence in test quality by one of our customers, Asahi India Private Limited. Our capacity utilization for the quarter under review stood at 80%. This capacity utilization has seen an improvement trend quarter-on-quarter basis, and we aim to achieve higher operational efficiencies with this utilization getting improved. The Board of Directors has announced a dividend of Rs. 1 per share, that is 10% of the face value of Rs. 10 to all the shareholders during the board meeting held for quarter 2 results. For the consolidated PPAP, our aftermarket business is now profitable and continuously is adding value to the top line and the bottom line. For consolidated results, we recorded a revenue growth of 36.3% from 184.7 crores in the first half of last year compared to 251 crores in the first half of this year. EBITDA has increased from 13.4 crores in the first half last year to 21.4 crores in first half of this year. Just to give you an overall summary, the five business segments noted above and explained above will act as growth levers for the company. The semiconductor issue has been easing out now and will take some more time to be completely normal. Going forward, the macroeconomic factors should be favorable, coupled with an industry growth that will enable us to take the best stride forward in capturing the market and catering to newer models of all the OEMs. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your kind listening. We will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Over to you, Stephen.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Akash Mehta from Kepas Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I mainly have two questions. The first one on the EV business. So what is the current order book for our EV business and what is our progress with major OEMs in the two-wheeler segment?
Sorry, could you repeat the second question, please?
So what is the progress that we've made towards tie-up with major OEMs in the two-wheeler segment? That would be the second one.
Okay, thank you, Akash. For the EV business, apart from focusing on the plastic parts for our basic focus for EV business is first we want to extend our product range, which is existing products, to all the EV makers. So passenger vehicle side, we already are doing business with Tata Motors and MG for their electric vehicles. And these products are our plastic extrusion system and some of injection molding products. For EV, we've also done one project for developing the charger body for Tata Motors. Apart from this, we are focusing on developing injection parts for EV. So soon we will be starting our business with Okinawa, and after that we will be having
Mr. Mehta, sir, may we request you to keep the phone a little away from your mouth so we can hear your breathing sound.
For the second focus on EV, we are developing the lithium-ion battery packs for two-wheeler and three-wheeler segments. So in this segment, as you know that now government has introduced new rules and regulations, out of which phase one is going to start rolling out from December 22 onwards. So currently, we are developing products according to those regulations and getting them certified from ICAT so that we can be ready for all these according to the new regulations. Currently, we are doing business with one customer on the three-wheeler side, and we are doing business with three customers on the two-wheeler side, for which we are making lithium-ion battery packs.
Okay, and what would be the current order book for the overall EV business?
Current order book, very difficult to say right now, because this market is still going under transformation. So I think next quarter we'll be having a much more better visibility.
Okay, and if I may just ask one last one, what is the percentage share of the revenue that we derive from the core passenger vehicle vertical, and what would be that for the other vertical?
Passenger vehicle contribute around 90% of our total revenue.
90%. Okay. And I think that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Anupama Bhuta from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand if you can give us business breakup for aftermarket and the other businesses.
On the consolidated basis in this quarter, so the automotive contribute around 92% and aftermarket is 3% and the rest is other businesses like commercial tool room, industrial product and the battery deals.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Virat Shah from Shine Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So I have a couple of questions. The consolidated inventory has jumped from rupees 56 crores in March 22 to 78 crores in September 22. Can you explain the reason for the same?
Yeah, basically the inventory is, there are two reasons for increasing the inventory. One is the material, because the EV division is under the development phase, so we have bought some material in the advanced requirement to meet the customer demand. So that's why the inventory has gone up in that unit. Further, in PCAP also, there, because as you know, we are also in the commercial tooling business and the maturation period is quite high, and we also need to buy the tool for our customer also. So, and we develop the tool for a customer also, and that the timing of sale depend on the SOP of the particular model. So that's why inventory has gone up if you compare with the March timing.
Okay. And sir, could you throw some light on any new product that has been developed by the company in the automobile segment?
New product is Toyota High Rider, which has been launched, or Maruti Vitara Brezza is there, new Alto, which has been launched, we are supplying parts for that. What else? Which are the models?
And the new
MG, we are already supplying for all the models.
Okay. Okay. So thank you.
Mr. Shah, any other questions?
No. Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Raghavendra Goyal from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So I just want to ask, on the lithium-ion battery packs, so are we importing cells from like outside the market and we are just sending and providing to the OEMs, or like we are manufacturing them in-house?
No, this is lithium-ion battery pack business which we are in. So lithium-ion battery is not available in India right now, so we have to import it from outside, and then we are doing the design and validation part of the battery pack and manufacturing it according to the customer specification.
Okay, so like basically we are just importing and providing an under our brand name with the quality test and all that, basically, if I get it right.
The complete designing of this battery pack is being done by us for our customer. Okay. It is not just we are buying and selling it in the market, but we design it along with our customers.
Second would be with respect to, you know, our targeted products like motor controllers. So we'll be looking for any, you know, partners for developing these products, or we have the capability house to like manufacture the same based on the requirement of our like OEM clients.
Currently, we are focusing primarily on lithium-ion battery packs, because this is a huge opportunity in front of us, We intend to develop all the other parts as well, but right now our primary priority is to become a leader for lithium-ion battery packs in the country. We want to establish ourselves as a top one of the top players of this industry and give good quality and a reliable product to the customer.
Okay. Thank you for your answers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anuj Jain from Globe Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. I just want to understand results from on the, you know, consolidated basis side, because on the consolidated basis, our operating margin has, you know, gone down on YoY and month-on-month basis also. And like there's this share of this JV, profit of JV, that loss has increased to, you know, 2.5 CR. So could you please just explain this portion?
Sorry, what is your question, Mr. Jain?
Yeah, I want to understand results on the consolidated basis, because on the consolidated basis, our margins have gone down, and this share of this profit of JV, the loss has been increased YoY and quarter-on-quarter. Like, we have posted some -2.5 CR figures.
Yes, correct.
So just want to understand on the consolidated basis, if I look at it.
Okay, so consolidation is basically happening of three companies in PPAP. One is our aftermarket subsidiary, Elpis Component, which is already a positive contribution. Second is PPAP Technology Limited, which is the lithium-ion battery pack company. This company is still not positive, about -4% issues are there. This is primarily because of the market changing and the regulations coming about, and we expect that from next quarter onwards, January onwards, when these regulations are in place, things will get much better. Third, the consolidation which happens is of our joint venture company, which is PTI. It is a 50-50 joint venture between PPAP and Tokai Kogyo. This company we established in 2012 for rubber products. Now, issue with this company is we've done all the threadbare analysis, and in last 1 year, the rubber prices have unexpectedly gone up. And because of that, this company has come in loss. So as countermeasure, we are discussing with our customer now to give us price increase. We've already had several meetings with them. 85% of the sales of this company is for Maruti, and the rest is for Honda, Toyota, Isuzu, etc. So we are discussing with Maruti about price increase. We've represented to them. We've had a couple of meetings about establishing what the claim and everything is. So now, I think sooner than later, we should be getting this price increase. As soon as this price increase comes, this company should again become in green. Apart from this, there are other two focuses which we are doing to make this company more profitable. One is improving our internal material yield ratio, and second is we are doing alternate development of material sources. So all these three countermeasures put together, they will make sure that this company remains in green going forward. All these actions are already initiated. It is just a matter of time now that once these actions get implemented, and then we'll start seeing effects coming in on the balance sheet side. But now things are 100% clear. Our action plan to make this company profitable is also quite clear. We see the direction. Only thing is the timing of implementation, which is pending now.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Anirudh Singhi from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question. So, my question is regarding the lithium-ion business. So who are our customers right now?
So we have two customers for three-wheeler business.
Okay.
And three customers for the two-wheeler business. And couple of customers for the solar side as well.
Okay. And what sort of revenue are we doing right now, and what is the potential at capacity?
Total potential at capacity would be about 80-100 crores. We have three lines set up already. Two for making cylindrical cell assemblies and one for prismatic cells. Right now we are doing a revenue of 3 crores in this quarter. But things should start improving from next quarter onwards when this new regulation starts coming in, and we are giving ICAT certified products to the customer.
So, did any of our product face any issues in terms of fire?
No, not really. Our complete process has enough checkpoints, from incoming quality to in-process quality check to final testing of product. So we're doing a lot of testing before we send this product to the customer.
Okay. And could you give us some sense of the pricing per megawatt hour?
Pricing in what sense?
Like our pricing versus direct imports.
No, I didn't understand. What is your question?
So I, as an OEM, if I were to buy from BPAP versus importing directly from China or Korea.
Yeah.
Hello?
No, I think our customers, they're not really comparing our cost to such systems of importing from China or somewhere. Because if they want to take benefit under the FAME scheme, then they have to localize this product. So the costing and everything, of course, the cell costing is transparent, so people have idea about it, but they don't compare generally the cost of a complete battery pack, imported or local, and it's not that they have an option of buying imported battery pack. If they do that, then they won't get FAME subsidy.
Okay. So would it be about $100 per megawatt, the pricing?
I'm sorry, I don't have that data point right now with me. So we can get back to you on that.
Okay. So just so for example, for this quarter, if a 3 crores revenue, what was the volume in terms of like megawatt hour?
I'm sorry, I don't have that kind of data as well.
Okay. No problem.
We can get back to you on that specific point.
Sure. And apart from the current clients, what are the other clients that we're looking at?
So we are developing five more products for our customer, which should come into mass production from next year onwards. Next quarter onwards, actually.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anuj Shah from Shrinath Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you.
So now that we have reached 80% capacity utilization level, what is the peak utilization we should expect in this financial year?
On the full year basis, we are expecting to achieve around the 80% capacity utilization, as we are expecting good demand in S2, and there was this capacity utilization of 72% in first quarter. So full year basis, we are expecting somewhere between 80%-85%.
Okay. And sir, what is our current debt to equity ratio, and what will it be by the end of FY 2023?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Debt equity ratio.
Oh, okay.
Current debt equity ratio and end of the year.
So the current debt equity ratio on the standalone basis is 0.38, and end of the year, we are expecting somewhere around 0.35.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Prachi Sharma from Ace Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just have a very small question. What is the per car contribution for Maruti and others? If you could just give me the data.
Per car contribution for Maruti, it ranges from 2,500-3,000 rupees. For Honda, it is 6,000-7,000 rupees. Similarly, for MG also, there are models which we've gone up to 6,500, and currently, Tata is about 1,400 rupees, but next year, this 1,400 rupees will go up to 3,000 rupees per vehicle.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. I just have this question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shashank Kanodia from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Good evening, sir. Just wanted to get a sense, what is the kind of production schedule you're getting from Maruti, per se, for October, November, December, and going forward?
Maruti still continues to be strong. We've not had any revision or something from them. Demand is quite strong from them.
So they have been producing at the rate of 1.7 lakh. So they have been producing at a rate of 1.7 lakh units per month, right? So do you see an uptick from here on, or it's a steady state number which will be retained for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think October they did about 1.65 lakhs. November, they are planning, including SMG, is 1.72 lakhs.
Okay.
And 1.72, I think, includes the vehicle which they are producing in Toyota plant as well.
Okay.
So this one point maximum for this year, any monthly volume which we got from Maruti was about 1.94 lakhs per month. But I think they had a hard time in achieving that volume. So I think somewhere between 1.7 to 1.8 should be good now.
And secondly, sir, onto a path of profitability, you know, time and again, sir, you've been guiding that you've been engaging with the OEMs. So there was a time when you used to clock double-digit return ratios, healthy margin profile. So now,
yes,
going forward, how do you see, so next year, 2024, we have a double-digit return ratios, 14%, 15% EBITDA margin profile, or you feel that that is not the case anymore with TPEP Automotive? Because our performance of the profitability continues to be dismal, and it's been quite a some time that has not improved, really.
Yes, Mr. Shashank, we understand that it's taking time for us to come back to higher profit levels than compared to the previous levels. But we understand what all are the problems behind it, and we are taking countermeasures and actions to overcome all those. See, our basic problem has been that this unprecedented rise of commodity prices caught us unguarded. That was the major problem for us. But on standalone basis, we are seeing softening of all these prices happening. So profitability is going to rise as a result of that. On consolidated basis, our main problem was this joint venture company getting into a loss situation. As I explained to the previous speaker, there are three areas which we identified very clearly now, and all three areas we are taking strong actions. So I personally believe that it is just a matter of time. Maybe by next quarter onwards, we should start getting better results, because the effect of all these actions which we have taken over the last 6 months, they are going to start giving us results.
Because of the
On the margin side,
margin
21% and all what we achieved, I think that is a little difficult to achieve. If we were on a smaller scale or something, maybe that would have been possible. But as we are growing the business, at least in the short term, 21% looks quite difficult, but we are quite comfortable in maintaining margins of about 14%-15% going forward.
So, sir, for the next of the full fiscal year in FY24, you know, can we expect PPAP Automotive to clock 15% EBITDA margins?
Financial year 24, we should start seeing this kind of performance coming through.
So you said that you start seeing for next quarter itself, right? Or even it will take 6 more months to witness the green shoots?
Yes, Shashank. Actually, it will take at least 1 or 2 quarters to take the complete shift. As mentioned, that we will start seeing the effect of the action which we are taking. So it is not that the next quarter itself we will be able to achieve this 40% kind of thing.
The directionally will move to that range, so we
Yeah,
have
directionally it will move to that direction.
Thanks, sir. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Akshay, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Okay. I just have a few questions. One is regarding the lithium-ion and battery business. So we have few customers already, but are you also reaching out to the bigger automotive players on that?
Currently, we are trying to reach out, but they already have their supply chain systems already full. So it is going to be a slow process in getting hold of the big players. Most of them have their own R&D in-house, and they've set up this kind of facility in-house by themselves.
All right. And secondly, you just talk about, you have a talk with Maruti and other players for the increase in price, right? But if I'm not mistaken, I'm just hearing this from last 3 quarters. So what is the issue in that? I mean, they are not willing to raise the price?
They required a lot of documents and proof and all that. So it took a lot of time to have all the documents and everything organized according to how they required, what they require. All that information compilation took a lot of time. Now all that things are clear completely. Now we are just waiting for their approval to happen from top management, which will get implemented. So we are strongly pursuing them now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So even if the approval happens, right, so we started talking from last 3 quarters. So will there
Yes.
be a one-time compensation for that, or they will start raising the price for maybe...
Yeah, we are discussing from customers about the one-time compensation from April onwards.
All right, okay. Just the last question on that. I was just going through the balance sheet and I saw one of the borrowing to buy one of the assets. I cannot pinpoint right now, but can you just elaborate on that? What is the asset that we bought it for the borrowing?
Sorry? Borrowing for buying asset?
One of the asset I see we have done a borrowing for this quarter.
Not understand. We don't understand. What asset are you saying? Borrowing for this asset?
Okay, I'll do one thing. I can just touch base you on the offline. I can just send you the screenshot and then can reply.
Okay, no issue. Yeah, please send us. I don't know what asset is you're talking about.
Yeah. Thanks for your answer.
Yes.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anika Kotari from Kotari Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Just one question. Wanted to know how are things going on with respect to the semiconductor chip supply?
Things are getting better. It's not 100% resolved and it's not as bad as what it was last year. Still, a few of our customers like MG Motors and Volkswagen, they are finding it difficult to achieve their production volume just because of semiconductor issues. Even our other customers, they are unable to make high-end vehicles because of this issue. So it's not completely over yet, but availability is getting eased out, and maybe by next year, next quarter onwards, things should stabilize down.
Ms. Kotari, do you have any other questions?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Please proceed if you have any other questions.
Yeah, thank you. And wanted to ask one more thing. How long do you think it is going to take for this to get back to normalcy?
The semiconductor problem?
Yeah, sir.
Original expectation was, I think, by quarter one of next year. So let's hope that happens.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain for closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Stephen. I thank everyone for taking time out of their busy schedules to attend the conference call today. Please feel free to approach us with any questions that you may have. We'll be more than happy to show you around the facilities that have been created to service the customer. Last but not the least, I thank SGA Advisors for organizing this call and my team for at PPAP for supporting this call. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good evening.
Thank you all. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PPAP Automotive Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.